Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
Today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, a weekly Junkies wrap-up show. A behind-the-scenes listen at what radio is really like. Get some Don't Sleep today at don'tsleepenergydrink.com and use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media. Please do that, guys. Don't Sleep Energy, at Don't Sleep Energy.
We love Mike. We got our shipment last week of the sugar-free.
I know. I called EB out.
Yeah. Can we talk, can we talk about that?
He's annoying me.
He's not even here.
He's annoying me.
I know. You know, this is going to feel like this 2 days are going to feel like a vacation without him here.
And
because... what Eric is doing is running into Drab's office and taking hordes of our sugar-free Don't Sleep Energy, which is my favorite. I think it's your favorite, too.
Yes. I'm double-fisting right now.
Yeah, we're literally double-fisting Don't Sleep. And he's grabbing it, one for every show, to the point where I told Drab, we're going to start hiding these things because Eric is just... not even asking, no consent.
No, we did not consent. We don't even get that many. Like, we get like 20 or 24 at a time, but it's for Valdez and I.
Yeah.
And Eric's drinking 12 of them.
After a week, we're down to halfway gone. And I'm like, who the heck has taken all of our Don't Sleep? And it's Eric.
Yeah. He's annoying us, but you guys, we love Don't Sleep. So check them out at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code BITTIES and follow them on social media at Don't Sleep Energy.
Yeah, you know what? And yell at Eric for taking all of our Don't Sleep and tag Don't Sleep.
It's been kind of nice without him. He's coming back tomorrow, but.
Hey, I have so many Vinny and Joe's stories.
I know. Oh, you better buckle up.
Hey, did you hear this? Now, this isn't my theory. This is some other listener's theory who DM'd it to us. I think listeners are fascinated by the dynamic between Eric and Vinny and Joe. Just because Eric doesn't act like Eric when he's with them.
He acts like a little schoolboy.
Yeah, he's a little schoolboy.
His first crush.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. But this was a theory that was floated to us in the DMs about their unique relationship.
Yeah.
He suggested that Vinny and Joe, their kids, or maybe one of their kids, is like the team superstar.
I think it's got to be the one Joe's kid One of the stars of the team is JoJo.
Yeah. So I think JoJo is the superstar of the team. And I think there's like some sucking up that's going on because if Eric is friends with the father who's the superstar.
Eric wants to be popular.
Yes. And then he wants also buy and trade Stevie to be popular with his kid. Stevie needs to be friends with the superstar kid. So Eric needs to befriend JoJo Senior.
Well, I asked Eric, I said, is Stevie friends with the star of the team, JoJo? And he goes, he thought about it. He goes, yeah. They all hang out, which to me meant no.
No. So Eric's doing all the heavy lifting at the Foxy Gator, right?
You're right. Exactly. Do you know why I'm double fisting today? I want to get your thoughts on this.
Why are you double fisting?
Why am I double fisting?
Well, I know exactly why.
No, but... I actually don't think you do.
I was going to say that you had to wake up early to take a neighbor to the airport.
You do know. What is your thoughts on that? So my neighbor, Ryan, who I would say is a friend of mine. But it's not like we're best boys or anything like
yeah,
that. Like
he's when a tertiary friend.
He's a tertiary friend, acquaintance, more than acquaintance maybe. He texted me the other day. And what am I? Like, I already, so he was going to the airport. First of all, I live like 10 minutes from the airport, okay?
So that's a very easy taxi ride or Uber. Did he have did Ryan have a lot of stuff?
No, he had all, it was a weekend.
A carry-on
weekend trip packed into his army bag. All right. Thank you for your service. I should say National Guard. Okay.
I think that
matters.
Okay, that does matter.
Packed into his National Guard bag. He texted me on Tuesday.
Hey, did he bring that along to see if he could get in front of people in line?
He could get bumped up in first class or something. I'm sure they do that.
They give him an extra McUltra in the pilot's lounge.
So he's flying to Tampa. So he texted me saying, hey, would you mind taking me to the airport on Thursday morning?
When was the text? Was it
Tuesday. It was a while in advance.
Okay.
And then I go, yeah, sure. I mean, of course I said that, but even though I was thinking, all right, what's going on here? His flight was at 8:30. Okay.
Hey, you think we like airports. Ryan must love an airport.
Ryan must be so
poor.
such a tightwad. Yeah. All right. That he won't spring $20 for an Uber. He'd rather sit at the airport for 4 hours and made me get up 30 minutes earlier. All right.
Okay.
I rolled out of bed like the second my alarm went off, set my alarm, because I usually like to hit the snooze for 20 minutes. So I set my alarm for 3:40. Usually I'm out of bed by 4:00.
Uh-huh.
Left the house at 4:10 this morning so I could drive over, you know, pick him up in front of his door and then take him another 20 minutes out of the way to the airport.
Now, did you have tolls too to go to the airport?
No.
Okay.
It was a free toll to the airport, but that takes a lot of balls, doesn't it? To somebody who's already waking up early to ask them to go out of their way to take you.
I think that's why Ryan asked you, is that he didn't see it as an inconvenience because
my life is already miserable.
Yeah, you already wake up at that time, so you might as well bug the guy who's up. That makes sense.
It wasn't so bad. I mean,
what was the airport conversation? What was the conversation like heading to the airport? Why is he going to Tampa?
Oh yeah!
Is he going there for business or pleasure?
No, it's his dad's 70th birthday.
Oh,
but
Tampa, the strip club capital of America.
Yeah, that's true. I've always wanted to check that scene out. I just steered the conversation to sports betting. Well, I know he's into it, and I'm into it, so that's mostly what we talked about. But I'm it's opening day here, and I'm double fisting so we can get through this episode. Not that we don't have a good time doing it. Also, I think Valdez and I have set our sights on a special guest host next week.
We are. We're gonna whittle it down through all the applicants, and we're gonna have somebody sit in next week. Although, does that feel kind of lame? Like, what, we can't carry the show?
No, we could carry the show, I think.
Okay.
We told you, we need
right, this is what I don't want to do.
We have a special guest laugh track next week.
Yeah. But this is what I don't want to do.
Right.
Is I don't want to have it turn into the Junkies where Rich Voss is sitting in for two segments and it's like interviewing Pete Haley or D. Woods or John DePompa.
No.
We're not interviewing
him. Our radio instincts are better than that.
Yeah. We're doing our show, and we might ask you for comment.
What's with your infatuation with Rich Voss?
You know what? I do have an infatuation with Rich Voss.
It's a little bit weird to me. Is it just because you're an Opie Anthony guy? When you were just a pubescent little boy, you used to listen to him on the radio.
Look, I love Rich because I could listen to Rich on with Patrice and Bobby Kelly,
Colin Quinn,
Colin Quinn and Opie and Anthony for every single hour of my life. It's just I find him funny, and it honestly it's a nostalgia bit. That's why I like Rich so much. And also, you know what? Also, it is that I've golfed with Rich 4 or 5 times, and one of those times, Rich, I said something, and then Rich cackled and said, "That's hysterical," and he asked if he could use it.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember.
Something offensive.
It was definitely offensive. But I remember saying it,
And then ever since then, I've always felt like I need to be Richard Pryor in front of Rich
That's
Boss.
Too much pressure.
Yes.
Hey, what was it, the video that somebody tweeted? Was it AWOD or you sent it to us?
No, it was Blue Shorts.
Blue Shorts, yeah. Of Richard Voss blowing you off.
Yeah, I think last time he was in town at the Draft House, we were supposed to play golf. Then Rich like blew me off.
He canceled?
He canceled on me. And then he was doing some shtick, like he got on Congo.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, that was shtick.
Yeah, that was shtick.
Oh, okay.
He didn't really get on.
I just assumed that was real.
No. It was just shtick.
I told you. I like
Rich.
I know you do. I like Rich. I don't like the pressure of walking up with Rich. And
well,
Rich
carries this not aura, but like he's looking to Joan on you.
I know. So, but the very first time I ever met Rich was probably 2007, 2008 when I first moved here, and that's when I was like a young stallion. Okay. I was the punching bag, yeah. And I just remember it was on Big O and Dukes and him just shredding me. It was butt funny. Uh-huh. All right. And so I like Rich, but then ever since I'm like, this guy, he's just looking to Joan, and I just want to stay. I'm just old and bald and fat, and I'm just gonna stay off.
There's a lot of layups for him.
Yeah, right. So I'm just gonna hide, and hopefully he doesn't really notice me. Look, and if you were paying attention, you would have seen that I hardly even talked to Rich at all.
I know. It was weird. You're very unwelcoming.
I was kind of a. Well, I wasn't a dick. I just wasn't really that involved. Yeah,
you pretended you were working.
It's exactly what I did. I just didn't want to be.
You don't want to have to entertain Rich because you knew that.
And I didn't care literally not at all about him joning on me. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want the pressure of a witty comeback.
Oh.
That's what, like, I didn't want to get into a battle of wits with Rich Voss.
You know what it's like is, so I'm overly confident where I feel like I can match wits with Rich Voss, even though I probably can't. But I'm just saying I'm confident in my joning abilities that I can come back. Or I've been around him so much that it's just I'm numb to it.
I think so. Rich, when I first met him, he destroyed me, right? And I was young and I had nothing to come back with him. So ever since he's had this impression that I can't hang with Rich Voss and he'll just chew me up and spit me out.
You're minor league pitching.
He's gonna
take a yard with every single meatball you throw up.
So we brought JP Finley in and I was butt sized just to hang out in the background.
Oh, and then you know what else? And then ever since the Junks talk about their boy Gary Heffer. Yeah. Like tried to go joke for joke with him.
Yeah,
I've always been very conscious about that.
I don't want any part of that. So Rich is always great. And
I know what to do is I just talk to him about golf.
I know. You also have things to talk to him about.
Yeah, he actually knows me too.
I'm more because I usually go down. Also, I didn't want to get Dan Kokol. I didn't want to walk in.
That's been going on a lot lately. Drab's been negligent of his duties getting guests.
I don't really know. I think I just had, I don't know. I didn't have anything else to say to Dan Kolko. I used it all up on the walk-in.
Oh, you did? You know what mine was? I said, I go, thanks for coming in, Dan. And then we like 1, 2, 3 steps. And I go, yeah, I'm really excited about the season. I can't wait for these shortened games.
I already used that material on the way up here.
Oh, you did?
No, you know what I said? I go, no Clydesdales this year, huh?
Because that was your big talking point.
And so we talked about the Clydesdales on the way up. And then he talked about Nats on the air. And then I was like, I really got nothing else to say to Dan Kolko. I'm out of material. So, Valdez, you want to walk him out? And you're like, yeah, I want to talk to Dan.
Well, I don't want to, but I know I need a lifeline.
Not that Dan's not nice or anything. He's fine. But
sometimes you just run out of material.
I wasn't plugged in on Nats talk right now.
Some Josiah Gray hot stove stuff going on.
So Clary got kicked off bit season, by the way, speaking of the Nationals.
What did he do, Drab?
Clary, this is stupid. This is honestly stupid, and I feel bad for Clary. But
I feel like we need to be transparent.
We need to be transparent. I think somebody complained. And this is what's infuriating. Either someone complained who listens to Bit Season And if
which by the way makes me angry because I feel like we are a tight knit family.
We are,
we get what we're talking about, and nothing serious that we're talking about. And we're not out here changing the world or anything like that.
I want this idiot to know what they did, or maybe feel a smidge of guilt, because all we try to do is have fun on the show, and there's not three people on the planet who care about politics less than Valdez, Drab, and Stallion. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just not on our radar.
Yeah. If you think
maybe Cakes. But the four of us, it's just we don't care.
We don't. Well, we're not, in it for we're this not shit. Trying to be a Dan Bogdino.
No, I'm not. We just... I always say to myself, there's plenty of people already working on that. Okay? Like, there's plenty of people who are consumed. Majority of America is consumed with politics and,
you know what, we're
talking
here,
it out.
We're here to make you laugh.
We literally did one speck. Not we, Stallion. Did one...
He was workshopping something.
He was workshopping a bit, and Valdez and I didn't even know what he was doing, really. And it was fine. There was nothing offensive that he said. Nothing offensive he said. But about a month ago, he brought up that dumb trail derailment in East Palestine, okay? And I think Stallion's stupid, which is true. He was doing like a Brian Windhorst thing of what's going on in Salt Lake, Utah, right?
Yeah.
So he kept saying, what's going on in East Palestine? I don't think he even knew what he was talking about.
I actually don't think the Stallion knows what a dog whistle is.
definitely right. Doesn't. Yeah. All right? But somebody out there, one of you just
hoard them and hoard the show.
Just completely hoard the show. I want you guys to know that, or you to know that. Somebody out there complained to the Locked On company, this is how out of the way they went, that Ryan Clary was talking about politics on his side podcast, making offensive comments. First off, nothing he said was offensive. He just kept saying, why aren't people talking about the train wreck?
It was actually, if he was going to get removed from Bit Season, he should be removed for stupidity, but not for what he said.
So he complained, and you got your wish because HR from the Locked On group listened to it.
Yes, because Locked On is not an Odyssey, not necessarily an Odyssey podcast.
I don't even know who owns them. Some other company out there.
Yeah, but another company owns the Locked On franchise brand or whatever it is.
Yep. And not that Ryan said anything offensive, but they told Ryan that they have a strict you're not allowed to talk politics on Locked On or any of the other projects you work on.
Yes.
Ryan didn't even, in his mind, said, what are you talking about? I didn't talk about politics. And she said, you talked about East Palestine, Ohio. And he goes, I know, but I didn't have any opinions on it. I didn't like take sides or say,
I didn't say
Biden's screwing up or Trump's.
I'm happy Trump went to Ohio.
Yeah, he literally didn't say any of that. But someone out there, this is how wound up people are about politics, was offended by it. I'm guessing someone on Team Biden, because all the Republicans were talking about East Palestine. Was offended with something that Stallion said, and you got Stallion fired from Bit Season. Not because Odyssey cared, but because they told Ryan
he had to choose. Yeah, he had to choose. And to be honest with you, Locked On is a stable paycheck compared to
Ryan makes good side money doing that. And you know, we don't make any money from Bit Season. If we don't make money, Stallion's definitely not making money. So Stallion had to choose to stay on Locked On, even though he was enjoying doing the show. And we were loving having him. And now we don't have our laugh track because you, one person out there, is a selfish asshole. And don't have to write that down. Drab says you're a selfish asshole. You can leave it. Right. And I'm guessing.
I've never seen Drab this angry before.
Well,
No. When mics are on.
Oh, when mics. Yeah, that's true.
Stallion's
also dumb. He's also dumb.
He's being reprimanded for.
Well,
being
Stallion should have known.
Dumb.
Should have known that someone out there was
always listening.
Someone out there is going to be offended by anything remotely political.
You know what? Well, you know what's worse is I've said worse on this podcast.
Of course, we all have.
And that's what makes me upset. Is that it's a vendetta because that person doesn't like Stallion. I don't think it's necessarily
yeah, maybe.
what he said about East Palestine, because I think that's a big old nothing burger. I think that person just doesn't like what Stallion contributes to the show. He doesn't like Stallion's boyish laugh, doesn't like his hookup stories or immature personality. And I would just like to admit, I wrote that email to HR. No, I'm teasing.
Oh, my God. I literally almost threw this can of Don't Sleep Energy at you. I would have killed you. I would have actually quit this season if that was you.
I know.
I think it was fake Jason Bishop. That's my guess, because he's obsessed with politics. He's obsessed with Bit Season. He listens to Bit Season. And I can't believe I'm mentioning him, but this is just my assumption. He listens to Bit Season the second it goes live, which I appreciate. But he also will tweet you and me about politics all the time, and it drives me nuts. I should block him. I haven't blocked him yet. But if you tweet me about politics, and I just don't want to be involved in it and I don't care, I probably will block you. But the only reason I haven't is because every once in a while he'll tweet something interesting about the show. But he tweets all the time, and he supports what we do. But I think he got sent. I think that guy got.
I'm not going to point fingers, but I think personally it's not about what he said. I just think the person didn't like or doesn't like Ryan, and then used East Palestine as a vehicle to get him removed from the show.
So now we got to replace Stallion with another laugh track.
I think I might record a couple of laughs from Ryan today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, just splice him in.
His voice can live on forever?
Yes.
It's like a Tony the Tiger commercial where that guy's voice, yeah. They're great. It's been like the voice for like 80 years or whatever. Uh-huh. So maybe Stallion will live on forever. That's the behind the scenes look.
I would like to have a moment of silence right now, pour out some of your Don't Sleep energy in memory.
I'll pour a little out here.
Ryan Clary, the Stallion.
Can I also point out, Ryan Clary has said 100 times more offensive things on this dumb podcast about porn and fleshlights and all kinds of stuff, but it wasn't political, so they didn't care.
Of course.
Or they didn't know about it or what. I don't think they even cared. They just said one of their only things is nothing political on that podcast. And I guess that was somewhat political, so they made him choose, and of course he had to choose the more serious and fruitful.
Yeah, I was going to say he chose grocery money.
I know. I think he gets well paid. I think it's more than groceries. I think it's his
rent money.
His OnlyFans fund.
He has a fund?
Yeah, I'm always surprised, but I found out somebody that I know was spending, you don't know this person, it's a friend of a friend of a neighbor. Like, word got back to me that that this guy that I know was spending four figures a month on OnlyFans.
Holy.
Yeah, holy can you moly. Imagine spending $1,500 a month on OnlyFans?
Hey, I had somebody, I have a friend. You don't know this friend,
mm-hmm.
Who showed me the OnlyFans app and saying he starts scrolling through all the girls he donates to a month, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, bro, I can't help it.
What's the allure? I don't understand. I mean, I think
it's the interaction.
But I don't like being used. You know what I mean?
Maybe you don't feel used because you're giving, because even though you're giving
no,
money.
No, but it's like a stripper.
You're getting something from it.
Of course you're getting something from it. But
all, yeah,
I know that she doesn't care about me. That's why I would, besides, like, take out, if I was single, mm-hmm. and I'm just a horny, young, thriving male, I can't give you money if I know that it's fake.
No, I think, you know? I think, well, this guy pointed out that these OnlyFans women were local.
Oh, that is an allure. So maybe you'll bump into her at Safeway or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's part of the allure, is the fact that maybe down the road he'll have sex with them. If he pays him enough money.
Okay. All right, that's a little intriguing.
Yes.
Are these OnlyFans women having sex with their subscribers? Some of them, I'm guessing, are.
I'm assuming some of them do, almost like prostitution, right?
Yeah.
But you know what it also tells me? It tells me that there is just stupid money out there.
There's some
can you imagine right now with your budget donking off $1,000 a month on titties?
No, I couldn't. Now, the guy I know is very, very rich. So for him, it didn't really matter. But still, that's a lot of time you're spending. You know, like, that's just a big investment.
And you know what? And it's not, I guarantee you that there's no self-pleasure in there, too. It's almost like...
No, it's an addiction. It's just a full-blown addiction.
Yeah. He's addicted to that girl.
Yeah. Or girls.
Or girls, yes.
All right. The local... Do you remember there used to be a website? I remember... I shouldn't throw him under the bus. He's married and a friend of mine. But there's someone that we both know that used to work at this radio station that would always show me this website of porn stars that would go to different cities in America, right? And so there was like a list.
Yes, I know exactly what you're they talking were gonna, about.
And then it told you how much it cost.
Yes, to have do sex. Certain things.
Yes. And this guy was obsessed with this website.
He used to, that person used to tell me when like...
Sarah J. He was obsessed with Sarah J. Yeah,
Sarah J. He goes, bro.
Sarah J's coming here in two weeks, months. Bro. It's only $1,200 to sleep with her.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah. That same person told me about said website.
Yeah.
But yeah, would have like Kelly Devine on there. Uh-huh. Sarah J. Yeah.
What was that?
It was almost like an underground
It was
like, it was almost like underground escorts.
It was. It was called either Pamela something or Babs. It was one of those two. Maybe it was Pamela's Peak. I don't know. Honestly, that's been probably 10 years since I've even
rolled. Yeah, I know.
I remember that website. I just remember it was a pink website. That's all I remember. And Sarah J was on it.
That's so funny. All right. But that's the same thing. It's just having that amount of money to
just waste.
Just to waste. That's why I would never be into prostitutes. And that's why I could never
I know people who now still visit prostitutes.
And that's why I could never be a strip club guy. Because I can't afford being a strip club guy. I would go in debt to make these girls happy. I think you might have to be rich to be a strip club guy.
Definitely. Definitely have to be rich. And how many times, honestly, have you been to a strip club in your life?
Let's see. I'm going to say 15 to 20 times.
I'm probably... You know that I went to a strip club with my wife one time?
Yes, I know.
Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, you told me. I think about it all the time sometimes. In New Orleans.
Yeah. that wasn't an erotic experience.
Then you go to a sex shop afterwards, too?
That was the next time we were down there. Get yourself a wife that will go to a strip club with you. I've only done it once, but I think she'd be up for it again. I think that's called... Instead of a cuckold, I think that would be called a cuckqueen. Where she's into watching you with another girl. Now, look, that's never happened in my private life. Well, it was it wasn't male strippers.
I know.
So she watched me
get a dance
from another female, and she got sized.
That sounds seductive.
And then I think she probably got a dance from same stripper or something like that. So
seductive. I bet you could have asked that.
I probably could have. And this was early on in our relationship. You know, when things were frisky and wild and
who would have known what had happened. Right?
It was many years ago. You know, now I've been married 6 or 7 years or something. I don't remember. I don't even know.
Now you'd be happy if you just took the trash out.
Seriously. Yeah. So I probably been, I don't know, 10 times in my life to a strip club. Not many since I left Arizona.
I've been to the trashiest strip clubs in the planet, and I've been to the premier Spearmint Rhino.
Now, I've been to Spearmint Rhino.
Is that a little overrated?
So overrated. I hate places like that. I hate going to like a place like that. I'd rather go to a seedy strip club.
Me too.
There's one in Phoenix called the Alaskan Bush Company. Okay. It's a great name for a strip
that
club.
That is actually.
Okay. That is a time where it's on a seedy street where there's like four strip clubs next to each other. They're all competing for business.
In Baltimore, that's called the Block.
Right. So it was Phoenix's Block. I don't remember the name of the other ones. But that's where it's like $15 for a lap dance.
And then you don't know what's going on in the back room.
Right. And the girls are nasty. It didn't matter because it was dark.
You know, when you talk to a lot of the strip club guys out there, they give you a bunch of pointers of places not to go because it's actually big in the strip club biz to drug the guys.
Oh, really? How do you drug the guys? With their drinks?
You drop GHB in their drink.
But why do you want to drug the guys?
So that they have no idea what they're doing, and you can literally just rob them and charge their card. That goes on at a place that's local.
Now, is that place high-end? Or
no.
Okay, so the gross places.
Yeah, the gross places, they'll drop GHB in your beer or drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You are so are so out of it that they basically you hand over your card to them once
and then you wake up the next morning.
And you wake up in the next morning and you have a $12,000 charge at
Oh really? Yeah, I know you're gonna block that out.
I know.
A Virginia strip club.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah. I've heard this from many people.
And not just
young people that are going out who are maybe raging alcoholics and blackout.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about older gentlemen that can comport themselves, who have money, that go on a lark with a bunch of friends, and they literally have one cocktail, and they end up in the back of a taxi, like not knowing what happened.
Yeah, man. Hey, I refuse, and I've been refusing since the day I moved here to go to a Virginia strip club because of the pasties. Yeah. I will not support that. I will not give my money to a place that refuses to show any nudity.
And you know what? I'll go even further. I refuse to go to a place where you can't show bush.
I know. What places here will show full nudity? Because in Arizona, they would show full nudity. I think D.C. they do.
Yes, D.C. they do.
Baltimore, no.
I think Baltimore is no. I think I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've been to Goddesses.
I don't remember seeing Bush when Valdez picked out the biggest girl in this strip club.
I knew you were gonna say that. That's not true. That's just untrue. No. Sam Weiner got a lap dance from two girls, but for some reason they're in the same body.
Hey, Drab and Valdez love talking about the
we're actually bonded for life.
We are. We're blood brothers.
Eskimo brothers.
All right. Hey, we've been going for a while. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and actually talk about the Japanese.
I know. I want to talk about a statement that you made on the show today about the Junks basically leading the ratings in drunk callers. Can I get your perspective on that when we come back?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 78. I'm Matt Valdez with Drab T-Shirt. And before we went to break, we teased something that Drab has noticed, and I have too, based off of hearing his conversations with these callers. But we're having an inordinate amount of drunkards dialing into the show.
Marcus from Annapolis called in today, and I got to admit, it was good content on the air, but it was bad phone screening.
I should have
sniffed that out more. And I'm telling you, dude,
he could have smelled it on his breath.
I should have smelled it on his breath. But he kind of he faked me out with this whole
I'm nervous.
I've been listening for 25 years and I've never called in. And I'm like, so he's talking super slow, and I'm like, oh, okay, this I should have known. And he also said I'm working on a boat right now in Annapolis at my job or something like that. So I'm like, oh, this guy's at work. He's listening. He just needs a little guidance to get through here. Yeah. His nerves while he's okay. On hold. And that happens to a lot of people.
You're going
to
hold his hand through the car.
I was kind of holding his hand. I should have known. Unless it's butt funny, and they're never, 1% of them are funny, of putting drunk people on the air. Most of the time, they're so annoying. And
it's like the loaded dude at the comedy club shouting out zingers.
It's yeah, because they think they're funny and they're just awful, awful. And it's like, hey, can I get on there?
That's a good drunk voice.
Thank you. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. All right. So tell me, besides Marcus, though,
I don't know.
Is it becoming a daily thing?
Well, there's that guy that we had on last week. Okay.
Daniel from
Burke. Okay. Yeah. Now look, Daniel calls, and I actually get a kick out of this guy. And so he called last week. I think we talked about him on Bit Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that had been listening forever.
Yeah, and he did the poem about the junkies or whatever it was.
The song, I don't know what it
the
was.
Song,
the song.
Poem,
he said he's a musician. Ended up being funny. The guys ended up liking him. Either he's drunk every time he calls in, and he's at MGM all the time. He's at MGM from like 3 to 6 o'clock. He's always calling me with like some crazy roommate drama. He's fighting people. Sometimes he's entertaining, but he'll just call all show long. Drab, put me on there. Drab, let me on today. I finally let him on, and the junks liked him. Then that was like a crack to an addict. Okay,
you just give him heroin.
I gave him heroin. So then he just calling nonstop. But the last month or so, I don't know what it is, and I don't think really anything's changed in society the last few months. People are just calling for the first 2 hours of the show, hammered. I don't understand it.
Do you think people are waking up and drinking, or the junks audience, maybe we have a lot of overnight shifts?
I think these people have been drinking all night.
Oh, and they're still up.
They're still up. Because a lot of them say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to bed soon. I'm like, why don't you do that? Sometimes I just want to scream. And because they don't listen. They just keep talking.
Yeah, it's hard to reason with someone like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, and I don't want to be rude in case they're not drunk when a person just won't shut up for a second and hang up on them. Because then they'll write a letter, an email to CK saying, Drab was so rude to me. That's happened. I don't want to deal with that either. So a lot of times I just wait for them to finish.
That's happened?
Oh, yeah. So some guy who said, one time, I'm going to report you to the city council of Bowie or something.
Whoa, Bowie.
It's some guy that I didn't put on the air. Yeah, people just think that they have a right to be on the air.
Do you have anybody that goes, you're violating my freedom of speech?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that so many times. First Amendment. And I also hate Open Line Thursday. Not because
I think it went very well today.
No, not today. I hope the callers that I'll never put on the air go, hey, they call and go, hey, let me get on the air. It's open on Thursday, right? And I go, yeah. And I go, what do you want to talk about? And they go, just put me on. I talk about whatever I want, right? And I go, nope. You have to be entertaining, and you're not entertaining so far, is what I say. So I don't know. Sometimes it's sometimes if I put a drunk person through that I know is drunk, it's because I think the guys will get a kick out of them and maybe we'll go somewhere.
Do you think maybe the Junkies Christmas drinking show gives them the courage to call in?
No, I think these people are just drunk and they're listening to the radio and they want to get involved.
Hey, you know what? That sounds silly though.
What?
Just drinking and listening to the radio. that sounds like the life.
We should do that. Why don't we sit around on it and listen to
Morning Zoo.
JT the Brick or something, right? I actually will hear drunk people call him because he's like overnights on Mad Dog or something Sunday nights.
Yes.
I'll hear drunk people calling him. He gets so angry. It just takes
not,
you
out. Not as angry as you.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, I'll like bang the phone on the... I'll go, please stop talking. Please stop talking. Yeah, if you want to wreck me, call me drunk.
Yeah, or pretend you're drunk.
All right. Well, what else do we want to get into here? I kind of liked the Blue Shorts eulogy on the Junkies.
You know what? I wanted to talk about that.
That was unexpected.
It made me happy that the guys gave Shorts the proper send off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Shorts is a big part of the show, and maybe not necessarily post-pandemic, but Shorts has been involved with the show for close to a decade.
I'd say Blue Shorts I don't really think Blue Shorts has been that involved in the show the last decade. Okay, try to think. Besides Asa Akira.
Okay.
And I'm not crapping on Blue Shorts. Blue Shorts has been busy, and he's been doing he's been writing stories late into the night. So he's not up. He wasn't here for a lot. Even when we were doing the show pre-pandemic, Blue Shorts wasn't here a lot of the times early in the morning, so he just wasn't as involved as much. But his name lingered. Everybody knew who Blue Shorts was.
Yeah, that is true. Everyone knows Blue Shorts. Well, I'd say he was involved with the show because he was. His articles had to do.
We'd reference him.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like
articles
he was involved.
Would be referenced on air, and Shorts had a knack for writing in a style that would be entertaining to a Junkies P1.
But and old also school, probably over 10 years, 10 to 15 years ago, Blue Shorts was involved heavily in a lot of bits. Of course, the most infamous of all time is the Get Huge Club with
Valdez. That's the most infamous.
Well, for Junkies.
That is referenced a lot. I don't know why.
JP, because JP is...
You know what it is? Because JP is
has an obsession. Yeah, has an obsession with working out. So he always talks about it.
Hey, that was heyday, though.
It was your guys' heyday.
I never felt so athletic in my life.
I know. I always get jealous whenever I look at those photos and think, I never did that when I was 25. I had an opportunity to get ripped, and I just never, you know...
I actually hate when it's brought up because it makes me think about how fat I've gotten.
Getting old is depressing.
Let me show you this picture.
Is it Blue Shorts with Asa Akira?
Is that the best Blue Shorts bit?
No, that's the picture. I wanted to see Asa Akira in her panties.
That's Asa Akira. Hold on, let me show you this picture from the Get Huge Club.
That's the most probably last, and that was 10 years ago when Asa Akira came in studio and she led Blue Shorts around with a dog collar on and he was wearing the blue spandex.
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa, Valdez, you look like, those are some huge biceps.
I know.
don't let them shame you, Matt Valdez. You haven't aged a day.
Yeah, and this is me coming out of the sauna naked versus me posing for Get Huge Club naked.
Why don't you retweet that from the Bit Season account so people can have a reference there of what you're talking, we're talking about. But you look pretty good now, and you looked really good then.
Yeah, I know. My nipples look great. If you follow Bit Season on Twitter at BitSeason, you'll see the picture.
Well, so I thought it was nice that we actually got to eulogize Blue Shorts a little bit because usually that doesn't happen in radio. Either when someone gets fired or laid off,
there's usually no talk of them ever.
You just don't talk about it. And that's why they usually don't even tell you until things happen.
Uh-huh.
Because they're always worried about you talking about it on the air or the person that's getting fired knows they're getting fired, and then they say something on the air. But Blue Shorts is a trustworthy guy. We know that he didn't, you know, doesn't have really animosity against the junkies at all, and he definitely appreciated what the guys said about him. So I thought it was a nice touch talking about old school Blue Shorts and had a nice send off.
Do you know my favorite Blue Shorts bit?
No.
I don't know if it's a bit. It's the best Blue Shorts moment, I guess you could say. The
All
most
right.
famous in my mind.
Right.
Is his wetting the bed.
I don't even remember that.
He would had sex.
Oh,
with EB. The initials EB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he
had sex with a young woman.
Yeah. And then he wet her bed, and then she called in about it.
Oh my God. That's great radio.
isn't that great?
That is great content. Why did anything like that ever happen anymore?
I think he said like he flipped the mattress over, like he had to hurry up and flip the mattress over.
This was while she, this is, so Blue Shorts had sex with a girl who knew the junkies, listened to the show.
Yes.
He peed the bed while she was in it?
I think I think they had sex, and then Blue Shorts was so drunk that like she put her in a separate, bed.
Then he
wet her bed, her like.
Oh, her bed.
Yeah, he wet like her bed.
Okay.
And then he woke up and then had to go flip the mattress over.
Oh, can you imagine?
And then she found out on air listening to it from Blue Shorts.
Oh, that is a great, Blue Shorts, that is a great bit. Blue Shorts was always, you tweeted about this, he just got radio.
Yes,
I think that's the best
way to really describe
radio
Shorts.
Instincts. He had good radio instincts.
He's a major league player when it comes to radio instincts. He doesn't have triple A instincts, not single A instincts. He got it. He understood it. He understood the mission, as the kids say.
So, If you're interested in following Blue Shorts, he's doing a Patreon podcast bit with Othello. In fact, last week, I think he kind of talked about his time at the company here and told some stories and told his feelings about being let go. And again, he was laid off because the radio is what it is now, and they're making a lot of layoffs. All tech companies are.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his number got called, but he was an awesome worker here for a long time.
Here's the problem is that at some point, it's going to happen to us.
Probably sooner than
later. Yeah, probably sooner than later. But it will happen to us.
I'm mentally prepared for that.
And I told Shorts, I've been mentally preparing for it for the last 5 years. But Shorts, and I told him this when I called him. I said, You're gonna be better off out of the company and out of the biz.
Yeah, I mean, Shorts is very loyal, and probably he was too loyal.
He was loyal to a fault.
He was loyal to a fault. Like, he could have moved on and been promoted. Not that he wasn't promoted here, but
like he
at a different company.
He could have taken
more money, but he loved radio. He just, and like Valdez and I,
we like it.
We like it.
Maybe we like it too much, because at the end of the day, end up pouring beer down at a beach bar.
Yeah, Valdez can't wait to move to Kiowa and Port Charleston, I guess, I think it is, and pour beers.
Yeah.
But yeah, support their Patreon. Valdez won't pay $5 a month for it. Maybe you can.
Hey, Trav, let me see your credit card statements.
I haven't signed up yet.
I haven't signed up yet either.
I plan to. I feel bad.
No. There's all right.
Let's be honest here. Okay, let's be honest.
There was a discussion this week after Shorts and Othello, they launched their Patreon, and we came in, and I told Drab that I felt bad. I asked Drab, did you listen to the show? Did you buy the thing, the Patreon? And Drab goes, no. And I go, I didn't either. And I go, did you see Cakes and JP are supporting them? And
they are. Props to those guys.
And he goes, yeah. And then I said to Drab, and Drab looked at me and goes, I can't afford $5 a month.
How sad is that?
Yeah.
But here's, okay. It's you should support their Patreon.
I'm
planning to. But I am literally in the process right now of trying to cut out like $500 a month in expenses, because I want to do that. I feel like I'm wasting a lot of money, stuff that I don't need. Okay.
Right.
Take my friendship with those guys aside. Like, I want to support that, and I will, I think. I'm hedging my bets here. Once I figure out how I'm going to cut this money, because right now I'm kind of obsessed with that I'm spending, wasting too much money on crap that I don't need.
Uh-huh.
So about cutting down my cable, cutting my maid down to once a month, things like that.
You have a maid?
I do have a maid. I know. I know. I have a maid that comes every other week. We have a maid. Dude. I know. You think I got?
I'm doing the Ryan Clary. Drab as a maid.
Okay.
What's going on there?
Look, I've been grandfathered in with a pretty good deal, and I don't.
Oh, I can't lose the deal.
I can't lose the deal.
Oh,
because
okay.
If I tell my maid, is that like calling someone a stewardess? Is that offensive? House cleaner, okay?
Maid works.
Okay, I tell my maid that I'm making a pause. If I pause it, I'll never get that deal back. Oh. So I pay $120 for our house every 2 weeks, which I think is a pretty good deal. I have like, I don't know, 2,500, 2,300 square foot home, townhouse. I know that with inflation, I think she's being loyal to me with the pricing because I've stuck with her throughout the pandemic, last 5 years.
So just for the record, Drab can't afford your Patreon because he has a maid.
Well, tell me, be honest, having a maid is more important. Dude,
I know. I should. Look, I vacation with shorts. I've gone to Dewey with shorts, go to Doggy Jams with shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I should be supporting him. I get it.
What can you cut out for $5 and $5 a month?
I'm thinking about that. That's a tin of dip.
All right. Can you one less tin of dip?
No,
that's an addiction. You have an addiction to dip. Just like I have an addiction to Mountain Dew. Could I have two less Mountain Dew?
All right. One less haircut a month.
Hey, could I have two less Mountain Dews per month? This is poor blue shorts. Probably. All right, let me crunch those numbers.
You know what I liked about shorts?
Hmm.
I liked the fact that he used to dip in the office.
Radio's a special place. How many places can you work and chew dip in the office?
I know. I used to text him, hey, come here. Let me get one of those dips from you. Throw it in for 5 minutes, throw it out.
No, I'm in the...
I also like Blue Shorts. Blue Shorts was doing Viagra shtick before EB.
He's been doing it for a long time, and support especially while he's in this transition period, for sure. While he doesn't have a job, and I'm not sure how long his severance is. I don't know any of that business, but dude, the pricing is outrageous. All right, the inflation, and so I'm trying to keep up with what I make here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rising costs of everything. I got my, I mean.
I know, you don't have to explain economics to me. I'm in the same boat as you.
I know.
You make more money than me.
I don't.
As your assistant program director.
Probably. I don't know what you make, but probably. The whole, I just figured out that the inflation numbers are wrong. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hey, don't get canceled. Someone's going to cancel you for saying the inflation numbers are wrong.
You know what? The inflation numbers are probably spot on.
All right. But I actually think that at some point, we should combine forces with Blue Shorts and Othello. Okay.
Okay.
And then Bit Season is all of a sudden a part of Patreon.
Hold on. We get Valdez, Drab, Othello, and Blue Shorts. We do a show together, and we call it Next Gen Junks.
Hey, no, I think that's a good idea. We have a whole network of shows on Patreon. We up the subscription price.
All right,
so that way everyone can afford us. And then all of a sudden, we can have Clary.
Clary?
Yeah, we have Clary, because he can do Locked On. And then also, he's a part of Patreon, and he can give his hot political takes.
Okay, so Clary has
he'll be like Alex Jones.
So Clary has a political show behind a paywall.
Yeah, behind a paywall.
And he's giving
he make more from his Alex Jones type show than he would from Locked On.
I like it. We'll call it No Info Wars. Hey, you know what? That's a good. I'm going out on that one.
Let's go ahead and end it, Draft. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Be sure you're holding your golden ticket for third mic next week.
All right.
Grab's going to reach out to
we'll
you.
We'll contact you. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Later. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.